Say, thief, you've been caught. You have to bow to the name of Jesus. I have that name. It's mine. I know how to use it. Patricia, you may remember years ago. It's been a long time ago. I said, I saw you on a plane flying somewhere. The Lord said, get your fine clothes ready. Your testimony has to go over the world. Your testimony has to be known. So people will know that you are that he is a deliverer. He's a savior. The title of my message tonight is Preach Jesus, but I don't know where that comes in. And they went about preaching Jesus, Christ as the Messiah. And he said, you have to tell the world who I am, what I've done for you. And he said, I'm ready to elevate you. I'm ready to elevate you. Lady. No wonder. Anyway, he said, all those times, I'm just talking about for me, I don't know what you do for other people. She come clean my house, and y'all know I got some rooms. She said, oh, nothing. I said, well, let me give you this to buy the cleaning. She said, oh, no, I got it. He said, I saw your heart. He said, you can't outdo me. So get ready. Satan has to take his hand off you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, great-grands, and future generations. The Lord shall bless you and your children and their children and their children to 1,000 generations if Jesus should tarry. Now you're saying, oh, what a wonderful thing the Lord is saying to Patricia. He said it includes you. So that's me too. Say it. Say it's me too. Me too. When the thief is caught, when he found with his hand in the cookie jar, and you know it's the thief, he has to pay. The Lord said he has to give up all the children, all the CFC members that he has stolen till his house is empty. That means our house will be what? Say? Say what? Say what? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he shall restore seven times. So one went away and seven comes in. Seven come in. Because they'll bring somebody in with them that they have told about the goodness of God. They have told about who God is. They have preached Jesus to them. And they know him as Savior and Lord. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. 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 Can you receive it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you receive it? Is it true? Oh, yeah. It's true. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. 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 You know, when you've done what you're supposed to do, then you don't keep trying to do you? I got all these books and lessons, and he says, tell you and remind you that my name is above every name. And I've given you that name. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I don't get to it, because most of my lesson was centered on Acts chapter 5, I want you to read Acts chapter 5 whenever you have time, if I don't get there, which I'm sure I won't. But Ephesians chapter 1, we find out a lot about who we are in Christ Jesus from the Word. A lot about who we are. The first I ever heard anybody teaching from Ephesians about who we are years and years and years ago, Kenneth Copeland used to come on WCPC. And he was teaching that word, and for years I always heard Ephesians chapter 1 in his voice because I had never heard that before. And we began to learn who we are in Christ Jesus.